It's time to buckle up and get ready for a different kind of sports show. It's the JT and BT Express here on Fox Sports New Jersey.
From the Coffee Sports Collectibles Studios at Fox Sports Radio in beautiful downtown Somerset, New Jersey. It's time for the Totten & Coffee Show, all things sports, starring me, Jim Totten. All right, a little applause, very nice. And my wonderful co-host and also sponsor of the show, Mr. U Coffee. All right. The company is Coffee Sports Collectibles, and we'll get into a little bit more of that later in a minute, you. But for now, welcome to the show here on Fox Sports New Jersey, folks. We're thrilled to be here every Sunday at 11 a.m. And as mentioned in the show's title, we are here to cover all things in sports. The players, the games, plus the business side and behind the scenes of all sports. All you need to know, whatever is happening and topical is what our show is about. And right now, it's football. We can dance the dance, walk the walk, talk the talk. And if we don't know, we'll find out for you. Give us an hour to get your sports day started and your week started, and you'll be good to go. You'll know what the heck's going on. We also do have a studio hotline here, guys. Anybody that wants to call in, it's 732-545-9282. And you, I think, we're also on YouTube or?
We're on Facebook.
On Facebook.
Coffee Sports Collectibles.
Okay.
At Coffee Sports Collectibles. We're on Facebook. We'll try to get to as many comments as we can. Just
okay.
Put your comments
so
in
you
there.
Wanna,
and...
Great. You want to jump on there. So either way, you, audience participation, folks. And with that, welcome to the show, everybody. Here we are. Like we said, it's football time, you.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
Good morning, Jim.
I just wanted to say one thing, though, because we were just talking about it coming on the air. Obviously, right now in this country, we have to talk about the L.A. fires and just say Godspeed to those people and everything that's been going on out there. It's a disaster zone, right?
I mean, yeah, it looks like a war zone out there.
A war zone, yeah, right. You know, and everyone's probably got some people that you know out there or whatever, but it's just so sad. I mean, you know. Obviously, it's always about the human condition at first, too. But these people, you know, these places are burned to the ground. There's nothing left. I mean, you talk about starting again. My God, you know.
Yeah, they're built from the ground up again.
Right.
Like you said, most importantly, is I mean, there's been, I think, we're up to 16 deaths right now. But
yeah.
Yeah, so thoughts and prayers.
Yeah,
there's
16
out there.
Now. Okay, it did so, grow then. So it's on a serious note. But, you know, the world of sports is always a little, you know, get away from it all. But it did kind of segue into the Charger game yesterday, you know, segueing over the sports part of it. And they donate to the Red Cross and Salvation Army, whatever you can do.
Yeah, it was a nice opening, too. We were talking about
Ian Eagle, great job, Ian. He's our buddy.
Yep.
Charles Davis and the gang, great opening. You know, and, you know, God bless those people out there. So
absolutely, God bless them. Thoughts and prayers to them.
Yeah, and also, you know, kind of segueing. But their Chargers need help, too. But anyway.
Right, exactly.
But yes, Mr. Coffey, welcome to what a world of, what do we have going on? Five, four, five, 6 days of football?
This is, today, Jim, is day four of the 5 days of football. That started on Thursday night with the college football playoffs.
Right.
And we got three games today, and then one. Not a big fan of the Monday night game on playoffs, but we have a game tomorrow night.
Oh,
also.
I love it because to me it's just more games.
Well,
another night.
I get
another
that.
Night of football.
I get that too, Jim. But you know, I'd rather have another game yesterday during the day.
Yeah,
you know, I got 1 o'clock. But
I'm busy.
Yeah, well, we're not all as cool as you, Jim.
Not as popular as me.
Right, exactly.
No, but it's right. This whole change with the college football playoffs.
Oh, absolutely.
They were trying to, obviously, work with the NFL trying to slot in these games.
Didn't work with them. NFL told them we have Saturday and Sunday. You get
pretty much.
You get any other day.
Yeah, it wasn't working with them. The NFL said these are our days.
Right, like they took over football. Yes. Yeah, Christmas they took over Christmas. They're like,
so you want to,
we're doing what we want. You guys go around us. Right.
Yeah, they told the NBA Christmas Day, okay, that's ours now.
Right, yeah, we're taking over.
You can do your 12 games on the 12 days of Christmas and all
right,
that
stuff. Yeah, but we get Christmas Day.
But we come in as the big bulldozer. We are the NFL.
Yeah, sit down, kids. We're here.
With our 26 million viewers and, you know,
exactly.
Incredible numbers. But, right, I mean, but it's just been, us football fans, it's just been incredible.
Oh, absolutely. Football, football, football.
You know, and my gosh, you know, we went past the hot stove league.
They're saying now that college football is the number two sport.
The what? Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, right now, it's NFL and then college football.
Yeah, it's really worked out, right?
Yeah.
This CFP process, they've got to refine it, obviously.
There's a couple of tweaks, I think.
Very much so. That opening round being at everybody's home stadium, right?
Right, yeah, no, 100%.
I mean, they were, if you recall, because it's hard to remember all these darn games we have.
No, I know.
It's hard to recall.
I know.
But they were all kind of blowouts. They weren't good games at the home stadiums.
No, the first round, no. Which is weird. They were top four teams.
Yeah.
You have a bye, and then next week you're home, and then, not home, but...
Yeah.
And you lose.
But we're going to be jumping all around here because it's making me think. Also, it's true, and I was going to say this in my little notes over here. But over the years, I don't have the history of looking it, but I know wild card weekend, even in the NFL, a lot of times is not the greatest games. You know,
no.
It kind of does show, though, that of course they add these extra rounds, money, money, money.
Of course.
But the wild card teams that get in, they show that they are the average teams. You know, hence the Chargers. Hence the Steelers.
Yeah, but
they're good teams, but they're maybe not the ones that are going to go over.
Well, the Steelers were reeling before they got
right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
The Chargers, I was surprised by that game. I mean, maybe I shouldn't have because of the home dog theory with Houston being a home dog.
Right,
but
right.
I guess obviously I overlooked that, but I thought the Chargers would. I thought it'd be reversed, actually.
Right. Yeah. Well, I know, and I'm a big Charger fan. I've never liked the Texans.
I love the uniforms.
You know? And there was always the uniforms and forever Dan Fouts show my age. Oh, I go way back and all that. But right, and I thought this was the next step because of Coach Harbaugh, too.
Oh, I thought Harbaugh was going to bring him over to Yes.
Yeah.
He should have been like the missing piece, if you will. You
know what I mean? Right, and they were better this year.
And
but...
Herbert, four interceptions.
Oh, wow. Man.
I mean, I thought he was going to take next step up with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And he didn't, obviously. Yeah.
You know, I had a little battle with my brother out in La Quinta, California. Jack, he's safe, thank God, in the desert. But we did the whole thing of who are you going, you know, before the game. And I was saying, I've always been a Charger guy, and I like Herbert. And it was like, but he had to prove to he had to get to that next level, too.
Right.
It's like Josh Allen still kind of needs to get, you know.
But he's got to be the Chiefs. He's got to be
Allen is the next. He's past that.
He's got to be Mahomes.
Herbert is below that at this point. And my brother jumps out and says C.J. Stroud. Okay, so you
2 years. He's the second year in the league, and the second year he made it to the divisional round.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he had to play in the wild card round, but he won the division twice. So C.J. Stroud, you know, I mean, not that he wasn't a superstar yesterday, but he's still a great quarterback in 2 years to the divisional round.
Yeah. Well, you know, I hate to say, just like we said, I'm not a big Texan fan, and I'm really, you know, to think much of them, but C.J. Stroud is really impressive.
Yeah, 100%.
He has come on and just, you know, and made this team. And somebody said, wherever it was I saw it last night, or a friend of mine, well, the greatest addition by subtraction, or the reverse, was Deshaun Watson leaving the Texans, right, and signing that big contract
with
Browns, Cleveland.
Right.
Was, you know, at the time, everyone's like, oh, you know, the Texan fans are, oh, my God, you know, we got our quarterback of the future and all that. Thank gosh they got rid of him, right?
Dodge a bullet, I guess, whatever, but yeah, they got
right,
rid of,
with that $250 million contract or whatever, and they get C.J. Stroud.
I didn't think he was going to be this good that early.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean? And, you know.
I'm totally insane. Ohio State, right?
Yes,
Ohio State.
Yes.
Right, right. Well, it was him and the other quarterback.
Don't bring that name up anymore.
There was two, yeah. It was two of them, though. Wasn't it him? And it was another quarterback that were going for the title? Him and Jared behind the glass helped me. Who's that other quarterback? There was like him and there was two of them going for battling.
Yeah.
Whatever. But anyway, he's just fantastic, you know.
No, absolutely.
Right.
And
so,
then the rookie coach, Marco Ryans.
Yeah. Oh, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's great to watch, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. No, they're good. I mean, like I said, I'm not a big Texan guy. Or,
right.
You know, into this rival with the Cowboys. But,
yeah.
But no, they're you know, like I said, you don't think about them much, but they here they are in the division round of the playoffs.
Yeah. So anyway, so we're just going around. We do have a special guest coming on, but he's going to be down at the bottom of the hour. He's calling in, and we're going to have Keith McPherson, the evening talk show host from the biggest radio station, sports talk radio station in the country, shall be remained nameless. But anyway, because they're our competition, but Keith's doing great on that. But he'll be with us in about a half hour. But we're just going, that's why we're going round and round. So, I mean, those two games yesterday, let's just get, and we got the college. So, you want to go to the Steeler game, too, since we already talked about the Chargers a little bit?
Yeah, but I mean,
what'd you think of that? I think I was mentally thinking the Steelers would do better. But
you know what? The Steelers, to me, that's why I have so much respect for Mike Tomlin. He's and to see a Mike Tomlin team get pushed around like they did is very surprising. Mike Tomlin always has that. I mean, they don't have, like, super superstars, and you know, I mean, they have T.J. Watt, but they I just thought they don't have as much talent around to build, and he always gets them with 10 wins a year, gets in the playoffs, maybe win the division sometimes, but they don't have a lot of talent, and the Ravens actually, you know, they bullied him a little bit yesterday. It's like when you play football with your big brother.
Yeah.
And I know because I was a little brother and got beat up a little and got pushed around That's how the Ravens did to the Steelers yesterday.
Right. Well, listen, we have great news. Our guest has just called in. He's a little early.
Nice.
So that's fantastic. We couldn't wait to have him on. So, ladies and gentlemen, our special guest is the leading evening talk show host for the biggest sports talk station in the country. We're not going to say our competitor's name. But anyway, he's doing a great job, man. Keith McPherson, everybody. Please. Your ratings are too good. We don't want to keep using that name. Hi, Keith. Thanks, this is Jim, and I'm with my partner, You Coffee, here. Welcome, sir.
Welcome, Keith.
Can you hear me all right? Do I sound good or no?
Awesome. You always sound good, man. You know?
Okay, cool.
Hey.
Well, first off, thanks for reaching out. Thanks for having me on this wild card NFL Sunday.
Oh, man.
I know I called in a little bit early.
Perfect timing.
I have a son that's almost 2 years old, and if you have kids, you understand how irritable and loud and crazy they can be. And his nap time is usually 12. That's why I was like, hey, can we do this at 12?
Yeah, okay.
So my wife just took him out of the house. It's just me in here. I'm all good to go.
Oh, man, that's great. Oh, we all know, you and I both know about the kids. Ours are a little older.
Right,
but, yes, we all know that deal. That's why you and Keith had even said, hey, can we do it at noon? I said, well, our show goes off at noon.
Right.
So. But, yeah, we're over here on the Jersey side, Mr. McPherson, which is where you're from, I believe, correct?
Yes, sir. Jersey Shore.
Let's go
but
Jersey
I'm
Shore.
Jersey City now.
Okay. Oh, you're living in one of the big towers over there, you know, now that the big bucks are rolling in,
right?
You know?
Nah, just a nice little apartment over here.
No, I know. But you were from Monmouth County, right? Or where were you?
Yes, sir. I grew up in Ocean Township.
Oh.
Went to Ocean Township High School.
Oh, great.
Monmouth University.
Yes, I saw that. That's fantastic.
And you're a Duke also, right?
JMU.
James Madison, yes. I signed my letter of intent and went down to Harrisonburg, Virginia. I lasted about 2 years down there before
really?
I had to escape.
Yeah. What do you mean by escape? How come you had to escape?
Too many girls, too many keg parties,
too many
classes. It was a lot all at once for somebody like me coming from Jersey as a straight edge kid, thrown into the you know, the sport athlete, a student athlete, party life down there in college. This was before cell phones could record anything either, so it was crazy.
Hey, my niece just graduated from there, but I know she didn't go
to any
of those parties.
Right. Keith, it's like, oh, that was her over there. Okay.
She just graduated.
Yeah, did you see College Game Day there last year?
100%.
College Game Day went there last year on
really?
The quad. I used to have a dorm right on the quad.
Oh, really?
And, It's insane. It's insane. It's a great school.
I wouldn't think that. You know, I'll show you this. Well, I'll give you a little idea of my age, Keith. I think of a Lefty Drizel. Didn't he coach
that? I'm older than Keith.
He was a basketball, a Hall of Fame basketball coach from Maryland.
Yeah.
And then he wound up at James Madison at the end.
Right.
Nice.
Well, anyway, now.
I haven't heard that name since I've been down there in Virginia.
That is so cool. That is great. Well, really, thanks for a couple of minutes, though. That's fantastic. I know we were just saying as you came on, we opened our show, this is the greatest sports time, right? Football time, right? Between CFP and playoff games. It's incredible.
Oh, what a week. I mean, the college football games delivered, the college football playoff games delivered with Notre Dame and Penn State.
Right.
Drew Aller ends his career on an interception, and
yeah,
all of the draft stock and hype just evaporated after he ended the game like that, and they lost. And then you get Texas versus Ohio State, and what a story for Ohio State after losing to Michigan.
Right.
Those kids have been on a war path.
Yeah.
And Quinn Ewers ends on an interception as well, or a turnover as well. So.
Oh, and the guy, the linebacker that did it, Stewart? No, it was Stewart
for Ohio State?
Sawyer.
Sawyer. Right, and he was actually the roommate of yours, right? Of
after
the quarterback.
That play, you said something. He said, "Screw you," but he laughed. Whatever,
right?
But it was pretty funny. Yeah, they were good friends.
They said that after the game, right? He went up to him and you were saying, "Screw you."
Oh, of course. I mean, I'm sure they're good friends. And with college football now, the transfer portal, a lot of these kids have friends at other universities.
Yeah.
When I transferred from James Madison University to Monmouth University, I lost a year of eligibility.
Oh.
I had to sit out for a year. These kids can play right away now.
Oh,
yeah, different times now.
Right. That's what it was back then, right? You had to lose that eligibility. And that'd be,
you had to wait a year. You couldn't play.
Yeah.
You could practice. You could go to class, but you couldn't step foot on the field. Yeah.
Well, listen, you know all this stuff, and we're just going to go through all different things because we love having you around. Well, that leads me to something thinking about is that do you think these colleges, the NIL, I mean, the whole thing when that came into play, did they ever think it was going to become this? And then that led to the portal and everything. It's a entirely different world, Keith.
I don't think they had any idea how quickly it would become professional sports.
Yeah.
It really started with the NCAA football game. If you remember, they went to court over the name, image, and likeness of players being used in that EA Sports game. And for a while, Sports just shut the game down.
Yeah.
But then, through the legislation and the decisions made, they brought the game back, and the NCAA had to cave to paying their players.
Right.
And now you have a player like Carson Beck, who
is
making millions at Georgia, declare for the draft, and then see that maybe I could just go to Miami.
Yeah, I'll go to Miami.
$1 million, withdraw from the draft, and go back to school.
It is the wild, wild west out there.
Some of these guys are making more money staying in college than they get drafted.
Oh, absolutely. I said it the other night. Will Levis made just under $1 million. He made like $995,000 this year in his second year for the Tennessee Titans.
Oh, really?
There's college kids making more than him playing quarterback.
That's unbelievable.
Both of them.
Right. That's pocket change these days,
100%.
Oh, I know, but Carson Beck, that is the perfect example. He's like, and there's no stipulation about, a requirement of 30 days, you got to do this, or 90 days. It's just like, okay, I'm out, or I'm in. Okay, man. They used to have to give notice and time frames and incredible.
No, it's crazy. You can jump in the portal, jump out of the portal, enter the draft, come out of the draft. And his girlfriend is super famous. She's big on TikTok.
Yes.
Haley Cavender, the Cavender twins.
Oh, really?
The writing is on the wall. She plays basketball at University of Miami. She's making millions. So she just probably said to him, hey, don't go to the NFL.
Yeah.
You could get drafted to anywhere. You might be in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Like, why not come down to Miami?
Yeah.
And their NIL collective and their boosters and their alums, they're going to lose Cam Ward. They paid him $4 million. He's a Miami Hurricane now.
Yeah, right. I know. I didn't know that about his girlfriend, Keith. That's He's got the whole better. Setup,
he's got,
man.
He's got a popular, you know, super hot blonde girlfriend.
Yeah.
She's got a six pack,
yeah.
And she's got a million followers, and she's down there in Miami.
Oh, my.
I don't even know if she really plays for the team anymore, but
yeah.
She was a basketball player. She could just tell him, hey, don't go to the NFL. I can set you up with our guys down here that handle NIL, get you $4 million to play quarterback for the Cane.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane. I mean, they're financially set by the time they go to the pros.
Right, 100%.
Some of them. That's another thing. You know, some of these kids are blowing that money. Some of those kids are buying cars. Some of those kids are giving, you know, $10,000
right.
here, $10,000 there. That's what they really need to do.
Right.
I know BYU has set up a program where they're investing some of the money for the kids.
Right.
They're putting
right.
the money in accounts for the kids so that they are set up. If they don't go to the NFL, they don't go to the NBA, that they do have like a nest egg and some good money put away for their future.
Keith, before we switch over to, I'm sure we'll go back to NFL, but who's your pick for the national championship game? Ohio State and
I just don't see any way Ohio State loses.
Mm.
I just don't see any way. Like I didn't think there was any way Ohio State was going to lose to Texas. I think this is the story.
Yeah.
When Michigan planted that flag and that
yes.
and that O in the horseshoe in Columbus,
right.
It woke those kids up.
Yeah.
It woke Ryan Day up because people were calling for his job. And then when the seating all got, you know, lined up for the college football playoff this first year of the expanded playoff, I'm like, they have a direct path.
Yeah.
They have a direct path to a championship.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not gonna win, no. Notre Dame's definitely gonna win. Don't worry about it.
He's an Irish guy over there. My partner is an Irishman guy, you know.
We got off on the wrong foot here, Keith.
Hey, Notre Dame has been a great story too. I mean, because they had a chump schedule. Come on, let's face it, you.
Come on.
Well,
Illinois, they're a tough team, man.
Yeah, with Northern Illinois, right. Okay.
I think that they have the horses to stay with Ohio State.
Yeah, you know. But you don't know after these games what happens.
We'll see.
You know.
Well, that's why they play the games.
What do you think of the whole, obviously there's good, you know, it's the first year of doing this expanding. And what did you think of it so far? I think the CFP, the first round might have been shaky.
I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of my own college experience
right.
coming from the FCS, they've been doing 16 teams forever.
Right.
A couple of years back, my two schools played each other.
Oh, okay.
Madison versus Monmouth University. It's always worked out great. Now, there's people that are going to cry about the teams that had buys, they all lost. But, you know, it's college football. That's a long time to have a layoff for these kids. Like, earning a bye doesn't really work for these college kids. They're doing a bunch of other things.
Right.
And then other teams are going to cry about, or other people are going to cry about how non-competitive the first round games were.
Right.
Like, okay, so what? It's the first round, and that's not guaranteed to be the case forever. Eventually, there's going to be some big upsets.
Right.
Notre Dame is the seventh seed.
Right.
You know, there's people crying about them not playing in a conference game and not being in a conference. I think it's been excellent for TV ratings. The games have been epic, and here we are with one more game versus just, you know, having the BCS like we used to have it or the four-team college football playoff like it was the last few years.
Right, and it's interesting. We were just before you called in. We were talking. It's interesting because, you know, they obviously have to work with the NFL about the TV schedules, you know, with all these games, right? And it's like it kind of worked out pretty nice, Keith, right? The Thursday Friday slots were not bad, right? Leading into this
what a week, yeah.
You know, leading into Wild Card Weekend. Yeah.
No Thursday night football, so we get that Notre Dame Penn State game, and I mean even the first round they did go up against the NFL because they had those Saturday
games. Yes.
But
yes.
So be it. What I'll say is like these schools that are big enough to make it
yeah.
into the college football playoff, they have massive fan bases.
Right.
That are all across the country and like travel to these games.
Yep.
There's enough viewership, and I absolutely loved like Indiana Notre Dame.
Right.
That's the first time they had a December game in South
yeah.
Bend, and you get Indiana
yeah.
Notre Dame an in-state rivalry. Like this created that. That's amazing to me.
Oh, absolutely. There were several of those games like that. I don't think Ohio State ever played a game at night in
right.
December
Penn
or something
State.
Like that.
Yep.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. No,
Penn State too. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you think of the Nittany Lions, though? Did they do what you thought they were going to do, or I don't know?
No, the craziest stat is
yeah.
that Drew Aller didn't complete a pass to a wide receiver
yeah.
the entire game.
Unbelievable.
No,
Notre
Dame shut down corner. What do you expect?
Yeah, well, I mean, Kyler Warren is going to be a beast in the NFL. That tight end, I'd be looking for him number one
right.
as well. But all week we heard people manufacture that Drew Aller could enter the draft, that Drew Aller could be a top pick in the draft, that he might leave. He's a 20-year-old kid. He needed to go back, and
right.
you saw he had a lot of underthrows. He had a lot of trouble making decisions, turning the ball over. Penn State is going to be back.
Right.
Obviously, they're going to lose guys like Abdul Carter, but Franklin and those kids getting this experience, they're going to be back next year. And I think next year maybe they can win it.
It's so amazing. Obviously, they had so many issues in the years since 88 when they last won, or 86, you know, with all that stuff. But it's amazing to think that them and Notre Dame, right, you don't really realize, they haven't won a title since Notre Dame since 88.
88 and 86.
I was born in 88, and that's crazy to even think about.
Right?
You know.
I know.
Lou Holtz.
Yeah. right.
Lou Holtz.
Oh, my God. You know, it's interesting. Because you just think of these guys like, okay, Notre Dame, they just won the title. They are always there. But who knows? It's been that many years, you know. Oh, my God. We're in heaven with these games.
Oh, 100%.
It's unbelievable, you know. And now jumping to yesterday's playoff games, right? So I'm a big Charger fan. Keith, what's going on with Mr. Herbert and these guys?
What a disappointment.
Right?
I thought the Harbaugh brothers were both going to get a win.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan was on air talking about how, you know, the Chargers have a bye week going to Houston to face this Texans team.
Yeah.
And they had the game.
Yeah.
But Justin Herbert, I mean, he's going to get a lot of criticism about his playoff performances.
Absolutely.
Four interceptions and just sloppy play, turnovers, penalties. I don't know what happened to those guys. The turning point of that game, the NFL turning point, remember that show, NFL turning point?
The turning point of that game
was the snap getting past C.J. Stroud.
Yes.
And him catching it.
Yes.
Running to the right and making that throw.
Right.
And that changed the game. It was like a huge momentum swing. And now, you know, the Chargers are out. They were favored in the game. I wasted at least $100, $200 betting on them last night.
I know.
With the Ravens. I knew the Ravens were not going to lose to the Steelers.
Right.
I didn't care about the history.
Right.
Yeah, no, that was a gimme.
But that C.J. Stroud, right, because the Chargers were moving, and that was right before the half, too, I think. Was that in the first half?
Yeah, that was the momentum.
Right, and it,
going into the half.
Yeah, they're moving down the field. They would have scored, you know, made close. And C.J. gets the ball and, you know, does a little scramble to the side there and 40-yard bomb, whatever the heck it was. You know, it was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I think the Texans are like that, Keith, right? You know, most of us, you know, like you and I are talking, I don't really think much about them. But you got to – C.J. Stroud has really come on. He's the man.
I think C.J. Stroud obviously had a down year and a lot of people were out on him.
Right, right.
But, he used his legs last night. He did make some throws last night. He kept his head on straight and didn't, you know, They went down 6-0. That's another thing. You can't settle for field goals in the playoffs.
Yeah.
You got to punch it in. You got to go for it.
Right.
What I'll say, too, about the Texans this year, they have the experience from last year. Now that's back-to-back years. C.J. Stroud has won a playoff game. And now they add a Joe Mixon, who, when the game gets late,
tremendous.
You're just handing the ball
tremendous.
Off to him. You're just killing the clock. Oh. You're just getting first downs. You're just ending the game with a strong running back like Mixon.
I mean, we'll get to the Mr. All-Time Derrick Henry in a minute, but Mixon, he has just been great this year. I mean, like you said, he's tough as nails, right? He came over from the Bengals, right?
From the Bengals.
Mm-hmm. And oh my God, it was just a tremendous addition, you know? And right before you came on, and speaking of addition, right, we also said this too, one of my friends said this. Did you talk about addition by subtraction, Keith? How about them losing Deshaun Watson, thinking, oh, that was going to be the end all. We had our quarterback, you know, right? He goes to Cleveland with all his problems, and what a disaster, $250 million, right? And they get C.J. Stroud, and they're winning now, and it's great, right?
That guy is a pure scumbag, and it's obvious.
Thank you.
Anything that he leaves will be better because he departed.
Right.
And, you know, watch the Browns figure it out. Watch the Browns draft Shedeur Sanders or something,
yeah.
And they're better. You know, what a bounce back for the Texans.
I know.
Not only just finding their quarterback in C.J. Stroud, but also drafting Will Anderson. Those guys are offensive, defensive rookies of the year,
yeah.
And anchors for them on both sides of the ball. Yeah, things got a lot better once the masseuse madman, Deshaun Watson, stopped using the Texans logo to get massages. And, you guys know what happened with that.
Oh, he really is one of the ones. He made me sick, that whole story, because there was just no way that wasn't true. I mean, you know, you don't know how far some of the stories went, but it was just unbelievable what was happening with him.
Right, and then after hearing all that, you get all that money in those years.
And he didn't have any remorse. Remember the whole thing, Keith, with the press conference? You know, when they finally Cleveland with him, I was just thinking about that. And he came out with the press conference, and he had no remorse for anything.
He didn't care about football.
Yeah.
You know, I said on my show the other night, Aaron Rodgers, J.K. Dobbins and Kirk Cousins all had Achilles injuries last
right.
year during the season
right.
and came back and played the next season. Deshaun Watson,
yeah.
he wasn't wearing his walking boot. There are videos on social media of him and his influencer girlfriend in L.A. and going on vacation because he was shut down for the year. Well, he wasn't taking care of his ruptured Achilles. He re-ruptured it.
Right.
He's out for all of next year, and it's going to affect 2026. He's done. He's done there. And they owe him a ton of money.
The money is insane. The money is insane. You
unbelievable.
Know. But, okay, let's jump over to the night game last night. Now, I have a lot of friends that are Steeler fans, and they probably made me blind to it. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go with the history here. I think the Steelers are going to give them a game. Well, doink. What happened there, Keith? Man, the Ravens look good.
Yeah, the Steelers continue to lose. That's, five losses in a row
right.
to end the year. I would consider moving on from Mike Tomlin because clearly something has to change. Their offense is a nothing. In modern-day football, you cannot have an offense that can't consistently throw the ball downfield, can't establish the run, can't make ridiculous plays like you saw C.J. Stroud make. Like,
right.
those change games.
Right.
Russell Wilson.
I know.
You know, he said he's got a lot of football left in him. He's up there in age. He's, you know, him and Matt Stafford are two oldest quarterbacks in these playoffs. Funny story is I'm the same age as these guys.
Yeah.
I worked out with Russell Wilson at the UVA camp in 2005.
Really?
The same year I was featured in a magazine with Matt Stafford as, you know, part of the top 200 recruits in the country.
Nice.
Clearly, I'm washed and a has been and nothing ever. But
yeah, you put it on the headset and you have good knees.
Yeah, right. I don't have any concussions, no CTE.
Right.
I can go play basketball when I want my knees feel good. But
right.
yeah, the Steelers offense is the issue. They can't score points, and then their defense. Good grief. Derrick Henry, Lamar Jackson, they ran all over him.
Oh, my God.
Early in the game, they just kept calling design runs for Lamar.
Yeah.
I'm like, he ran the ball like five times in a row one series.
He had 8 or 9 or 10 runs with 5 minutes to go in the first half. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. They were making sure they didn't make the mistake from last year of not running the ball. They're like, no, you're running the ball first.
Right. And now, especially when you've got Mr. Henry behind you, too.
Oh, my God. This is why they got him for playoffs, cold weather games. And
is this guy the people thought he was washed up because the Titans let him go.
Yeah, no,
come on.
No, the Titans are washed up. They made a bunch of mistakes.
Mike
Vrabel is now the head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yes, we saw that.
Derrick Henry is a monster. That stiff arm he put on Minka Fitzpatrick, it was like he punched him.
Yeah.
It was like he knocked him out like a fighter.
Absolutely.
And then that run where he was up the middle, he kind of just was patient, took a step and took off up the middle, and he just leaves the ball in the dust. I'm like, this guy is fresh. This guy is not dumb. He's running like that.
I think so. I think it is. I mean, look at this potential AFC, the big three. You know, coming up in the next week or so, between the Chiefs, the Ravens, and the Buffalo, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the possibilities are endless. Oh, my God. Great games, hopefully, right?
I hope somebody can stop the Chiefs.
I know.
I think we've seen enough. I mean, I guess it would be great to see the history of a three-peat, but no. I'm hoping it can be Josh Allen this year or Lamar Jackson this year. And, yeah, we're in for a treat. You know, the AFC is stacked with teams. Even these games today.
Yeah.
I don't think the Broncos just go into Buffalo and lay down. Sean Payton is too smart of a head coach.
I know.
And I think there's a lot of young guys on that Broncos team.
Yep.
They're too naive to know how big this is.
Right.
They're going to go play football.
Right. And you, right, especially Sean Payton, you know, the disaster was the first year there. But he was making the changes and everything else. And it just goes to show this year what a great coach he is. And, you know, and all of a sudden Denver. And, you know, hello, Giants. Okay. And how about Bo Nix? Really nice little
pickup. And they got rid of their quarterback.
You know, yeah, Russell Wilson
went there last year and beat them. It was a primetime game. I forget what it was. Thursday night or Sunday night. I remember watching. He made a ridiculous throw to Cortland Sutton.
Yes.
But yes, the Broncos last year went there and beat them like 23-22 in Buffalo.
Right.
So I'm sure Sean Payton's got something up his sleeve.
Right, right. You know, and he's just, Sean Payton's done a great job. So I agree with you. I mean, you would think Buffalo's going to win today, but still, you know.
Yeah, I think they're going to win. But I like, you know, I saw them start slow against the Patriots. I saw them start slow against the Jets. If they start slow, it could be a game. I might have to sprinkle something on the first half spread. Maybe the Broncos can, you know, keep it within, you know, 3 to 5 points.
I like it. Keith's going to sprinkle some shekels on that.
Shekels on. Hey, Keith, I know you're a big Yankees and Nets fan, but who's your football team?
Unfortunately, when I was a child, no one was around to tell me about Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
And the Dallas Cowboys were winning Super Bowls.
Oh, no.
And they were in commercials.
Yeah, Keith, let's go, baby.
I started watching.
Oh,
no. I just wanted to be a front runner. Bills.
Yeah.
The Dallas Cowboys scored so many points. I think they put up like 52 against the Buffalo Bills.
52, yes.
And I became a fan.
Oh, man.
I'm a Cowboy fan, too.
That's my partner over here. Die hard Cowboy. And I'm sitting here with my Giant shirt on. And I've been sucking wind for years now with that team.
Well, we can all agree. I think we're over for the Packers today.
Right. We've had our run. We've had our time, but.
Right, you know, we're all rooting for the Packers today.
Right, you know.
Oh, yeah, I would love to see Philly lose. The Packers beat the Cowboys last year.
Right,
same type of matchup, a 2-7. I would love to see them go into Philly and beat them because Jalen Hurts has been on ice.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, taking that Week 18 off completely.
Right.
Like, I don't know. I just think Saquon is the key. I hate that the Giants let Saquon go down.
I know. They're unbelievable. What a disaster.
If they're in trouble, you just hand the ball to Saquon, and he's going to get you a first down. He's going to hit a home run.
Yeah, they just didn't use him properly. They didn't have the same team. You know, but it's like Derrick Henry going to, you know, to, whatchamacallit, it makes a difference with the Ravens, you know.
100%.
You know, now, that should be a good game, I think, right? Though, you know, Eagles-Packers potentially could be the great 4:30 game. Oh, my God, don't you love this? And then there's a Sunday night game. I mean, what do you think of the Commanders, Keith?
Another thing for that game before I get to the Commanders?
Yeah, go ahead.
Josh Jacobs. Look out for Josh Jacobs because it's cold. They're going to run the ball. And Jordan Love came out of the game last week. He had some kind of either elbow injury, something up with his arm. And if he's not, you know, feeling 100%, they're going to rely on Josh Jacobs.
Good
That's
point.
Why he also went to get him from the Raiders. Looking at this Commanders game, Jaden Daniels has a knack for comeback victories, winning it at the end. I think I saw a stat that, like, their last four wins all came within, like, 10 seconds left in the game. Like, Jaden Daniels is clutch like that. So
Right.
If the Buccaneers are still riding high off of Mike Evans getting 1,000 yards, which they struggled against Spencer Rattler and the Saints at home last week, if those guys are not on their game and they start slow, the Commanders, who now have Austin Eckler back, Brian Robinson Jr., and Jaden Daniels running the ball, if they can stay with them and it's a close game, the Commanders could knock them off. The Commanders could beat them, I think.
I'm not going to
go out there and assume that you know, Bucky Irving and Mike Evans and Jalen McMillan are going to blow them out.
Right, no, definitely. I agree.
You leave the door open for the Commanders to figure out a way to win.
And Mike Evans loved that little 5-yard reception at the end of last week's game, huh? That little $2 million 5-yard reception he got at the end of the game.
Yeah, good for him. He said he was going to the casino that night.
that was unbelievable. That's what you love about sports, right? This money is so insane. But no, I mean, certainly the Commanders and Jaden Daniels. I mean, my God, unbelievable story. This guy, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You know, rookie of the year, yeah.
He's just
Heisman Trophy winner, Rookie of the Year, and just a franchise changer. You get that kid into your building under center, and everybody believes. And just in 1 year, they have a different owner, different head coach, different GM, different head coach, different quarterback. They need to get a different name, but the Commanders are on the right track.
Exactly. Right. It came out real quick too. Keith, the last night was all of a sudden, especially with Russell Wilson, was the fact. All right, especially as a Giant guy, or the Jets with Rodgers, we don't know what's happening there. Well, with Justin Fields, you know, now all of a sudden, is he a little bit more, he's a free agent? Is he maybe a viable guy for, like, the Giants or somebody? I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's good as gone after signing there, starting, and he started off the year 4-0.
Right.
And you saw they had some packages, some short yardage packages for him to come in the game last night. But I think he's good as gone, and I think he wants to go somewhere where he can just be the outright starter or compete. And I think that the Giants give him that opportunity. Maybe the Jets have him compete with Tyrod. But I just don't see why he'd want to stay in Pittsburgh.
No.
I think, you know, Pittsburgh is a situation where, I don't know, that, even with Russell wants to stay there. I think he's going to want to move on and get his chance to play all 17 games for a team. I would love to see Justin Fields come to the Giants because I think he's exactly the kind of quarterback that Brian Daboll needs in that system.
Yeah. So, Keith, a couple of years ago, Comey Tissues, we sent tissue boxes to the Boomer and Geo show. Boomer, Geo, and Owl got personalized tissue boxes.
Oh, that's his company. That's your sponsor.
Yeah, they actually talked about it for like 2 minutes on the show. And they complained about Owl, complained about having a dirty tissue from the overnight people on his desk. So we sent him one with the little... But, Keith, we will send you one. We'll make a personalized one for you, and I'll send it to the station.
I appreciate it. I'll definitely mention it. But, yeah, Al is hilarious. I don't know who was producing. Those guys better make sure to keep it clean, because when Al and any of those guys coming in the morning, the whole country's going to hear about it.
100%.
Hey, Keith, we're big radio. Obviously, we're on the air, so we're big diehard radio fans. So you must be having the time of your life, man. It's unbelievable, right?
Yeah, it's a crazy experience, honestly. Like, I tell people, I went to school at Monmouth University, and I got my degree in radio and television, knowing that I wasn't going to be in the NFL, but maybe I could work in sports and do something, you know. It was a long shot, but to actually hit that shot and now be in my fourth year at WFAN,
unbelievable.
I haven't ever held a job this long, and this is the hardest job to keep.
It's
the hardest job to hold. It's very competitive. You got to deal with a lot of critics. You got to know a lot of sports and topics and news.
Right.
And you got to deliver every night.
Right.
Somebody else is coming to take your spot. So, yeah, I'm living the dream. I'm extremely blessed, but I'm also hungry as well. Every time I turn that mic on, I want to prove that I belong.
Oh.
I want to prove that I'm the best and that, you know, I didn't just get put there because of my mom or my dad or my last name. Like, I earned it, and I'm trying to earn it every single day.
Yeah, good for you, And I listen to your show. Very good show. Congratulations.
And we know from doing 4 hours, you know, that's not easy, man. You know,
we do 1 hour is a lot. And four is,
Shout out to two people. Steve Summers.
Right.
Who,
the schmoozer.
You know, like, quote, unquote, the schmooze.
The schmooze.
me here, you there.
Yes.
Who I quote, unquote, replaced. But I told people right away, nobody replaces an icon like that.
Right.
Like, Steve is 77. He's 40 years older than me. All they did was get younger.
Yeah.
But, like, you know what? He called it the 5-hour marathon.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine, Andrew Levy, who's David Cohn's manager.
And
I've made friends with him going to his suite at Yankee Stadium.
Oh, cool.
He said, you're different than Steve. Steve is very slow and, like, you know, comforting. He's like, you're fast. And you hit a lot of different things. He's like, when you say it's a marathon, it seems like long and like it's dragging out. And so I started to call it a five-hour sprint.
Yeah.
And then I started to structure my show and figure out a way to, like, sprint through topics and calls and keep it, like, very entertaining for 5 hours. And now I prefer the five-hour show over a two-hour show or a three-hour show.
Well, oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. Has Boomer bullied you in a hallway or anything? Check you into the wall?
So I never come into contact with Boomer because I don't get in the building. Some nights I'm not on till 11 p.m. They're way gone.
Right, right.
But, like, the few mornings that I've been in there, they've pulled me in. And I always talk about the mistake I made being young, being naive and unaware. When I chose my hockey team, right, because I didn't grow up watching hockey, and I made this little bit where, like, I took his Jobert jersey off the wall, and I, like, in the video made it seem like I threw it on the ground, but really I threw it on a chair. It was perfectly fine. But Boomer saw the video, and one of the editors added, like, a crashing effect.
Yeah, okay.
Boomer's ass was chapped. He was hot about it. And he went on air, and they called me on, and he hung up on me, and then him and I had a good conversation.
That's funny.
But he is the captain of the ship.
He checked me, but
he also taught me some stuff. I had no idea.
I know.
You know what? He gave the eulogy at Jobert's funeral, and then Jobert's wife, Judy. Yes, and this is all tying together. His wife, Judy, is friends with Andrew Levy, David Cohn's manager.
Yeah.
I met her in the suite one night. She already knew the story.
Oh, wow.
We hit it off.
Great stuff.
And, you know, Boomer is he's the captain of the ship.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nobody messes with Boomer because he runs things around there. But I'm glad that I had that interaction with him because him and I were able to have a good, like, one-to-one, man-to-man.
Yeah.
And I think it really helps our relationship.
You know, it's funny, between me and you, my partner over here, okay, he's more the hockey guy. I love hockey, too. I'm the hoops guy like you, Keith. He's the hockey. So what do I say to him? You'll love this line. I always say, okay, nobody cares about hockey, Boomer.
it's such a great line. I think he was the one that dropped that. But it's like, they don't want him crying about the Rangers.
I know.
And even me, when I came in, they told me, you don't need to know about hockey. I took it upon myself. And now I'm talking about the Devils every night, every time I get a chance.
The Devils. And you're talking Devils. I love it. And, well, we won't even bring up, we know your bio, you know, it's always, of course, it shows Yankees, Nets. We won't even talk about the Brooklyn Nets at this point.
No.
Yeah, not really worth the airtime.
No, it's not. It's not. What's the comic Tank McNamara? Tank.
They're tanking for Cooper Flagg, that kid out of Duke. He's balling.
By the way.
They're hoping they can land him.
42 points last night, right? Against Notre Dame, I think, actually.
Wait until March Madness comes and the whole country can see.
Oh.
I grew up a Duke fan, so I have eyes on him. He's the entire team. He does everything.
Unbelievable. I'm just starting to see. We talk about the guys in the, because we're Jersey Station, obviously. How about the two Rutgers guys, those two freshmen?
You know,
they're not doing as well.
They're NBA guys, but the team is not doing as hot as we thought because you know what? They're going up against established programs in the Big Ten that have been doing this forever, and it's tough overnight to just make Rutgers basketball relevant. It's going to take a while for them to build. But, you know, Rutgers football as well in the Big Ten. You know, they had a little bit of early success and kind of fell off. Like, it is tough to go play against these, you know, big Midwestern schools like Wisconsin and Michigan and Michigan State, Ohio State, Purdue. Like, they're just established. They've been doing it forever.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, well, our station carries Rutgers Sports, Fox Sports Radio, New Jersey here. We also do the Somerset Patriots, the Yankees. We've got a couple of remotes over at the Somerset Stadium, too. So it's great connection we have, you know, so it's fantastic.
I got to get over there. I was talking to their equipment guy because I love the whole Jersey Diners.
What a great promotion.
Jersey. I'm like, I need to get some of that merch.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to get you out here, pal, and then you do a live remote with us, okay?
Yeah.
And you can plug that other station over there. But it's really a great, amazing experience there, the AAA. It's unbelievable.
I'd love to come see it. I'd love to see the future Yankees out there and, you know, just show some support.
Okay, we're obviously up against the clock here. So the finality today, you're going to go with Buffalo. You're going to go with who? Packers?
Yeah, Buffalo to ultimately cover.
Okay.
I want the Eagles to lose, but I just can't take them. I can't get Saquon out of my mind. He is the difference. Jalen Hurts could sync up the place, and they're just going to hand it to Saquon, and he's going to bring them home. And then tonight, I think that the Commanders in a close one can beat the Buccaneers. The Commanders are probably happy they're not playing up here in the cold. They're down there in Florida.
No, I know. Not bad, right? Not a bad deal. But and we're not talking about the game in Glendale tomorrow night. We haven't brought that up. But Rams-Vikings, good game, too, well, potentially.
It's a good game. The Rams got the best of the Vikings during the season, but I feel like with everything going on, you know, the people out there in LA, that my sister lives in West Hollywood. I've seen a lot of it. I kind of fell down a rabbit hole the other night looking at videos and reading stuff.
Oh, wow.
I feel like it's such a distraction.
I know.
You saw the Chargers last night.
Yeah.
I think, them not getting the home game in SoFi, I think that the Vikings defense is going to be ready to go. And hopefully Sam Darnold has a better performance than he did against Detroit, and he's able to get the ball to his playmakers.
I know.
I think the Vikings can sneak out of there with a win.
You know, sports is always the little, breakdown when you have tragedy like this. But this L.A. thing is just insane. It's just insane.
Yeah.
You know, you can't get it out of your mind, you know. We all have somebody we know out there, you know, so hopefully
it's sad. There's going to be more famous, relevant, notable people that start posting and talking about it, and that's how it reaches people. You know, you can kind of be distant from it when you're like, I don't know anybody out there.
Right.
But, you know, like I saw J.J. Redick talking about losing his house
to
his family.
Yes.
That he was renting out there. And, you know, this actress, I forget what she used to be in, but she was in tears talking about what they lost. And now more and more we're seeing it. It's been a crazy week.
No, I know. Billy Crystal, too. These are all dames. But okay, Keith, I got to tell you, you are the greatest, man. We've had such a good show with you. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for thinking of me. Thanks for reaching out. I'm glad I can make it work. Keep doing your thing, and you guys know how to reach me now.
Okay, great, man. We will definitely come out during the season here and talk a little bit more, especially with the Yankees coming up, too.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy the football today. Have a good one.
Okay, enjoy your son.
No, he's quiet. I think he's napping right now.
There you go. Perfect.
Time to go punch in some bets.
There you go. All right, Keith. Thanks so much, man. All right.
How's it going? Later, guys.
Keith McPherson. All right. Hey. We got to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
We've all been here, but one little girl has had enough.
I'm Maya, and I've had bad allergies for years, so this used to be me. But I'm here to save you and the world from growth. I've invented a tissue dispenser with a used tissue bin. It's reusable and seals the boogies and germs away.
Order your handy tissues box today at tissues.com.
Welcome to Coffee Sports Collectibles, your ultimate destination for sports memorabilia. Hugh Coffee, the owner of Coffee Sports Collectibles, is a huge sports fan and sponsor of the JT and the BT Express Show on Fox Sports New Jersey. From signed baseballs and bats to basketballs to football helmets to Funkos to iconic photos and much more, they have it all. Looking for authenticity? Look no further than Coffee Sports Collectibles. Plus, they buy from private collections, too. Whether you're adding to your collection or looking to sell, they've got you covered. Coffee Sports Collectibles also does sports and celebrity signings, too. So be sure to check out their website to see what they have going on at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. Visit Coffee Sports Collectibles, where every item tells a story. Call or visit them online at CoffeeSportsCollectibles.com. That's COFFEY SportsCollectibles.com.
You're listening to the JT and BT Sports Express Show here on Fox Sports Radio New Jersey.
Oh, man, after that interview with Keith McPherson, I am dying. I could use a cup of Java, man. I could use some coffee. Oh, wait, it's time for Coffee's Corner. With you, Coffee, sponsored by Coffee Sports Collectibles. You, we've got a couple of minutes left. What's going on over there?
Hey, Jim, thanks. I'm over here now.
Oh, okay.
This week's sponsor for Coffee's Corner is none other than tissues. If you use tissues, you need tissues. A tissue box holder with a trash can already built in, so you don't have to, every time you have to blow your nose, you don't have tissues laying all over, and you can take it anywhere. Follow them on Facebook at Tissues, Tish-Used, and check out my story and how Tissues came about on their website at tissues.com. T-I-S-S-U-S-E-D.com.
All right. Good stuff, too.
Also, if you have your own business or event that you want a live read on the radio right here, like Tissue just got, find us on social media, any social media, and inbox us. Or you could also just email coffeesportscollectibles@yahoo.com, and we'll get your ad on.
Great.
So this Friday we'll be set up in at the Lucky's Winter Extravaganza, a sports card memorabilia show. With about 30 players will be there signing autographs, taking pictures with fans.
Oh, wow.
Come check out our table that will be set up. Say hello. Mention the show and receive a small prize.
Wow. Where is that at?
The show is Friday, January 17th until Sunday 19th at the Westchester County Center in White Plains, New York.
Nice.
For more information, check out our social media, Coffee Sports Collectibles, on Facebook and Instagram. We have our auctions going Monday through Friday, starting around noon and ends at 8 p.m. sharp. So check that out. That's on Facebook, Coffee Sports Collectibles. And our signing coming up.
All right.
The New York Giants, Tyrone Tracy.
Oh,
running back.
Oh, he had a good season for them.
Absolutely. Him and Neighbors had a great season.
Yeah. Had a very tough time for him to come in and replace Barkley, and he did well.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Replacing someone like Barkley is got to be tough, you know.
Hey, oh, that's a great one.
So that's 3 weeks away. Come meet him at the Ocean County Mall in Toms River, New Jersey. We'll be at Santos Sports Store inside the mall on February 1st from 2 to 4 p.m. We have VIP packs available. VIP gets priority access, a meet and greet, signed jersey with an inscription, and the JSA certificate of authenticity. All for only $99.
Not bad.
For tickets, go to santosportsnewjersey.com or call 732-600-4396, santosportsnewjersey.com. Oh, you could also follow us on social media, and all the information's on there as well, Coffee Sports Collectibles. And you don't have to buy tickets in advance. You can buy tickets at the door. But they are selling fast, so you may want to get your tickets.
Do I get a discount if I go?
Of course, Jim. Get a radio the radio discount. You pay double.
There you go.
So, yeah, come out and see Tyrone Tracy. And
a lot of stuff happening at Coffee Sports Collectibles. That's
yes,
great.
Yes, exactly.
Great company, man. And we appreciate the sponsorship. We're having a great run with this show.
Absolutely,
and,
yeah.
It's been a lot of fun doing it, and hopefully it's helped your business as well. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, great. All right, good.
And we're going to be going live soon on Facebook for auctions. I don't know the exact day, but so check us out at Coffee Sports Collectibles. We might do a live auction for Sports Memorabilia.
Yeah, as we continue to grow here, we're gonna try and get our video end up and running a little bit more.
Yes, absolutely.
Do some Facebook, maybe get it up to YouTube and things like that. So we're working on it.
We're working on YouTube,
We're getting there, man. We're getting there. We're having a good show, you know. And we get guys like Keith McPherson. He was awesome.
Yeah, that helps.
Great guest.
Yeah.
And we didn't have to bring up the big game once. We didn't have to say it. And we didn't. And he didn't have to bring up his station. Oh, he did say it three times. Oh. Okay.
Oops.
Jack Myatt, we love you. But anyway, we're down to, what do we got, 2 minutes? 2 minutes, okay. So, what's our take on all these games now? We got Keith McPherson. So, we say, what a great, great weekend of football, right? Mr. Notre Dame over there. So, you've got your game next week against Ohio State. That could be fantastic game.
That should be a great game, yeah.
I think college couldn't ask for a better, too.
Yeah, no, with all the extra extracurriculars and on the outside,
with those two teams and their potential ratings and alumni. And, oh, my God.
Two historic franchises. Yeah.
Incredible, right? You know? And what do you think about the games then? So, like we said, you think Buffalo, obviously, right?
Buffalo should win pretty good.
I don't think Denver's going to.
I mean, I think the Eagles will win, but like I said, most of us are all rooting for the Packers. And
McPherson brought up a point, though, about Jalen. Nah, I don't know if that's true. But he hasn't played since the first quarter of Week 16. Now, is he going to be a little off, or that doesn't really make a difference?
Sometimes when you have too much time off, it does affect you.
Yeah.
But, you'll see. I mean, maybe in the beginning, I think he'll pick it up in the second quarter. But I think the I'm sure the Eagles will win, but hopefully we'll
yeah.
for the Packers.
I think so, too. And I'm going to go Commanders. I'm going to go on the road with the Commanders.
Yeah, like, you know? That seems to be yeah. the favorite pick of the underdogs,
right.
picking the Commanders beating
the
Bucs.
I mean, I'm a big Tampa Bay fan. I mean, they're doing well. Baker yeah. Mayfield's been unbelievable.
Well, no. Yeah, I don't want to see that. I don't see Washington win either, so.
Yeah,
you know.
He's such a Cowboy fan. And McPherson's a Cowboy fan. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, I know
oh,
I like please. That guy for a reason.
No, it's going to be a great few more days of football, and then we go right into divisional weekend next week.
Absolutely.
So
yeah. football.
Oh, my God. It's unbelievable.
On the way to the big game.
Yeah, right. The big game. All right. We are just about out of time. You Coffee, great show, sir.
Great job, Jim.
Right. And Keith McPherson, thank you. Jared, our call-in engineer behind the glass, thank you very much. Great job, sir. And we just had a great time. Okay, enjoy the football. We'll see you next week.
See ya.